Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, has California relied too heavily on groundwater to mitigate the effects of the drought?
But first, where are we on immigration reform? In June, President Obama promised to take executive action to act on his own by the end of the summer because Congress hadn't acted. Then this past weekend, there was a perception that the president was going to delay action till after the midterm elections. And then a headline in the Hill newspaper read, "Bipartisan support for immigration delay." They quoted a Democrat happy to see this contentious issue wait till after the midterms, and a Republican who wanted the president to wait for Congress. But yesterday, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked about the delay and said, in essence, "What delay? There is a chance the president could act before the end of the summer, but there's also a chance he won't." Well, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, the Democrat from Illinois, is chair of the Immigration Task Force of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. And Congressman, you've been pushing executive action on reform. You were quoted last week saying the president was going to act in the next 30 days. What are you hearing this week?
Well, we know nothing will happen until he gets back from the meeting.
Well, there's that.
In Europe with NATO. Mm-hmm. So we know that. I expect, look, let's put this in some context. In March of this year, the president asked me and others not to pass a resolution in the Hispanic Congressional Caucus, basically condemning 2 million deportations. He called us to the White House. He said, don't do that. It's not necessary. I've asked my Secretary of Homeland Security to review and make the deportation process, he said at that point, a much more humane process. The Speaker of the House called the president and said, we're not doing comprehensive immigration reform. We're not doing reform at all. And that was it. And the president said, well, since they're not going to act as I promised, I will act. And he said, by the end of the summer. So I expect the president to keep his word and to act by the end of the summer. We've had wonderful, very engaging and very, very profound meetings with the White House. We're all on the same page in terms of what it is the president should be doing. Now, what specifically is he going to do? I can't say.
Well, but there, as you all know, there's widespread thinking that he might not do anything, this delay, that sort of the perception over the weekend, because Democrats could lose the Senate if vulnerable Senate Democrats in Alaska, North Carolina, Louisiana are voted out of office if President Obama makes an executive action on immigration before the election. You know that. Are you still convinced, knowing that that's the thinking, that there is going to be a delay for those political reasons? Are you still convinced the president's going to do something?
I think the president has decided to do something. Of that, I am pretty certain.
But before the election?
Well, now, that is the question, isn't it? He hasn't said he isn't going to make a decision before the election. So let's just say that. So I'm gonna start from the premise that nothing has changed, other than, you know, certain Senate Democrats complaining that the president shouldn't act. Of course, those are the same Senate Democrats reelected because of Latino votes, right? I mean, we understand that the Republicans are going to say, don't do anything, don't do anything, let the Congress act. But now we have Democrats saying, well, you know, he shouldn't do anything. Really? So we shouldn't have fairness and we shouldn't have justice, because we have political consideration, which we believe trumps good public policy. Look, we always ask the immigrant community to wait. When it comes to the LGBT community, we don't have this conversation. When it comes to women's reproductive rights, we don't have this conversation. When it comes to voters' rights, when it comes to increasing the minimum wage and protecting workers, we don't have this conversation. And I say to the Democrats, stand down. Let the president make the decision.
Congressman, we know that you've predicted that President Obama was going to allow 2-year work permits to illegal immigrants who've been in the country for at least 10 years. They'd also have to pass a background check and have their fingerprints taken. There's also talk the president would lift the threat of deportation or grant some kind of legal status to family members of the immigrant children brought here illegally, who are shielded from deportation by the DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals law. Will you take, and activists that I know you are hearing from, will you take anything less?
Look, this is what I believe. I believe the president's going to pick a date. He's going to say, you have to have been here 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. Let's say, for just our conversation today. That he says, you have to be in the United States 10 years working, contributing. I think most Americans would say, God, they've been here 10 years and they've been working. They got American citizen children. They're married. They have families. Well, hell, yeah, let's set those people aside.
And you know what Republicans say? They say that's amnesty. Many Republicans say that's amnesty, unconstitutional, and the president should secure the border first. That's where the effort should be.
You know, it's interesting because the only place where people have not been able to come together with a sensible solution is in the broken majority of the House of Representatives, and because they want to do nothing, our people have to suffer. Let the president act, because at least that is clear, and that is something that the American people will understand if they go and vote.
That's Congressman Luis Gutierrez, chair of the Immigration Task Force of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Congressman, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it.